This is Kieran Murphy, the founder and presenter of the Across the Four Lakes podcast. Two years ago, Clonmore were relegated from intermediate football to junior A. That day in Tulla, they had chances to put a rogue away, but didn't take them. They had to watch as their conquerors went on to win the intermediate championship that year. It was a bitter pill to swallow, but they took it on the chin. They won the place back in the intermediate championship winning the A last year, but 2 weeks ago they beat St. Patrick's to win the intermediate championship. They are back in senior football after a gap of 18 years. James Doyle, you're chairman of the club, are you?
Yeah.
Listen, congratulations. Probably didn't talk to you that much after you won the intermediate championship. I was talking to the players, doing what I have to do. And it was a magnificent day for you, wasn't it?
It surely was, yeah. We haven't won the intermediate since 94, and it was 1980 before that. So we've only won it twice in our time. And it was huge. After 2 years ago, being relegated, to come up and our first year back, and our aim was when we landed back up into intermediate championship, being able to face the intermediate championship being well equipped, being able to take it on and try to get into a final at least or win it. And to do it in the first year was fantastic. It was a great day for the club. You could see that in the supporters, like, you know, and the fans and the players. It was just an unreal moment. Like,
and listen, let's go back to those 2 years ago, because I remember that match. It was in Tulla. I think we were coming out of COVID at the time, and I think attendances were limited. Am I right in saying that, or am I mixing it up with another match?
No, you're right. I think we were limited to the 50 that time.
Yeah. The atmosphere on the ground wouldn't have been the usual championship atmosphere, but there was a tension on the sideline, you know, because of what it meant to everybody. And that day, like, Clonmore had, as I said in the introduction, Clonmore had chances to beat Airog and didn't take them. And you had to watch Airog win. And here were ye, Airog were winning the intermediate, and ye were facing into a, I suppose, what was a huge challenge for ye. Can you remember when you responded, how you responded to that day, or what kind of a timeline did you have before you put the wheels into motion to get to where you are now?
I suppose that day first, I suppose, they started to be going into that match. If we had won by 4 or 5 points, we could have topped the group and straight into a semi-final. We lost it by a couple of points and ended up being relegated. Strangely enough, you mentioned they all went on to win it. We beat Meischl in the first round and they ended up in the final as well. So it was really like, and again, you did say COVID there. It was the year that there was no relegation playoff either. So we had to straight at the bottom of the group, we were straight down. So we were unlucky to be relegated. And like I made the point at the time, through no fault of nobody, everybody that was involved with the team put in a huge effort, as much effort as time and training as to do every year. And it was just circumstances went against us. But from then on, we had to move fairly swiftly for the players and for the club. We parted company with our trainer at the time, and we went on the hunt looking for a new trainer. We spoke to a couple of lads, and I had spoke to Paul Garrigan maybe 3 years previous to that about taking on the job. He was busy at the time, and he couldn't do it. So I contacted him again, and he said he was busy again, but he did have a lad that would come in, and the two lads would work together. That was Kieran Walsh. And what a godsend he has been, Kieran Walsh. And
before you go on to Kieran, Paul Garrigan was involved with the Mead Ladies, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he had a lot of experience. Mead were, I think, All-Ireland champions at the time.
Yeah.
So you were really looking, you were very ambitious with the kind of person you were looking to come in and coach you.
Yeah, well, from the previous conversation I had with him, he started, you know, he indicated that he would have no problem working with us sometime. He knows a good few lads in the club. He doesn't live too far away. He's on this side of Auchinglass. And you know, well, you know what I mean? I rang him to see would he take on the job, but also rang him for advice as well and guidance of a man of his experience. So he came back with Kieran Walsh and the two of them worked together since.
I haven't met Paul that much. Yeah, he always seemed to be on the move somewhere. He seemed to have somewhere else to go to. And Kieran was doing maybe most of the PR work, most of the post-match interviews, pre-match interviews. He wasn't just training the side. He was doing a huge amount of work, you know, for the club as well, you know, in that.
Yeah.
He was projecting the image of the club in the best possible sense.
Oh, definitely. His man management skills of the whole team, the individual lads, the club itself, he's done under 15s training there. He helps them out the odd time. He'd help anybody out with any issue. If there's issues going on with the players at home or anything like that, he gets involved in it. He doesn't step on anybody's toes, but he's there for to have a chat or have a word with. He's brilliant in that way, in many other ways as well, but that way he's really that's how he has really got the players to buy into what he's doing and what he's saying, like, you know.
Yeah, and that's it. When you started back in the junior A, can you remember, was there any particular time where you sort of felt, look, this is happening for us, we're on a roll?
I know it's easy to say, but probably our first meeting. We had a players meeting one Saturday evening with Paul and Philip Cullen as well, come in as a selector with his experience as well, and with Paul and Kieran and Philip and just the whole team. And there was a real marker laid down that night, I thought, anyway, and the players really bought into it from there. And there was sort of an honest meeting and a few lads said the words, but mostly Paul and Kieran just laid down what was expected and what was being asked of them to do, and sort of put it up to the players that day. I felt, I know that it's right at the very start, I thought from that meeting then it kicked on. There was a real grow there for the players to get back up as well. You know what I mean? It wasn't that they didn't have to be really fired up too much either in it. They wanted this coach and this setup, and they got it. But they bought into it as well now, fairness, for the will to get back up.
Who was captain that year?
Shane McGrath, shock.
Yeah. And he's a good man to have. He's a person who can lead off the field, and he leads on the field with his performances as well. In that he's a point scorer, he's willing to take on responsibilities. So you didn't just have a captain, you had a guy who could play as well. That's my point more than anything else, really.
Yeah, we had. He's not a man for a lot of words or anything like that, but he leads on the field and he leads in training as well. But he leads in the field by scoring, and he puts in a shift as well. He'll work on the field as well. And he's out there and he encourages everybody. He tries to drive it on as much as he can, and he does.
Yeah. And can you remember the league campaign, how you went that year early in the season?
We did. We did well now. Like, we won all our games fairly convincingly, to be fairness. We had started training early and we were fairly fit at that time, and we won our games reasonably handy. And we made it to the final. The final was never actually played, but that's another story maybe. But we got the cup eventually anyway.
Okay, yeah, Jilly, I forgot about all that. But look, you go to the championship then.
We actually got it today. We got it that night of the night we won the junior A, so we had three cups that night.
Yeah, come here, you better remind me. What happens? Go on, tell me.
It was just a thing of fixtures. I even forget the whole story as well. It was a thing of fixtures. It couldn't be played and one thing another. And eventually it was just left.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Look, you're right, Joe. You go into the group stages of the championship, the junior A.
We had got a good few good challenge matches on that year. We got a good challenge match again. We were actually 75 years on the go that year, and we had a sort of an open day, and all our teams played, our juvenile teams played, and we invited Rathfilly over. Now Rathfilly weren't full strength; I think they had a bit of a waiting on well, but they brought a very, very good team, and we ran them very close. And so that was just one good practice match, but we had several good practice matches. In fairness to Kieran, and that they've great contacts as well for matches. And so we were going sort of very well coming into the championship. I think we won our first match again, Loughlin Bridge, down in Loughlin Bridge. Then we bet Tinryland in at home, and then we bet the Cox at home as well on a spilling wet morning, Sunday morning. So we had a good start. We were straight into the semi-final then.
Yeah, just before you go to the semi-final, no harm in reminding you that to honour your 75 years, did you host Carlow GAA convention that year as well?
Yeah, that was a huge honour.
Yeah, just an aside, but it was a very well-run convention, and, you know, the club were really laying down a statement and everything that they did, all their practices, all their, what they wanted to do, it was all good, it was good, kind of good practice, good, how would I put it, just good example to everything that was going on in the club, to everybody, that you were going to do things properly.
Properly, yeah. Well, like we're a club, but we always try to do things properly, especially. But we do like try to do things as best we can, especially if we're running in for the county or conventions or anything like that. But on the field and on the thing, like Kieran would have been a stickler for, you know, to do things right and do things properly and get it done. You know what I mean? So that filtered through. So the whole club was going well at that time, like, you know.
And listen, to push it on, you qualify for the A final and you qualify for the C final.
Yeah.
The A final could have got against you that day. I think Loughlin Bridge, you catch Loughlin Bridge late that day.
Yeah, like Loughlin Bridge were well set up that day.
They
took a replay, Billy Lawler to kick nearly an injury time equaliser on that day. And we were damn glad to get that to see that going over the bar. In fairness, the Loughlin Bridge were very well set up that day. And like, you know what I mean? They deserved the draw that day. You know what I mean? And, like, we would have been maybe red-hot favourites, maybe that way. But you could see the difference between even this year and last year. Maybe last year we were more nervous going into a final, even though it was a junior A. This year was intermediate. But maybe, like, as I said to the coach, we're not used to winning a whole lot out here. And, you know, not that often we get into win adult senior championships, whether it be a junior A, intermediate or senior or anything. We haven't that many. So, and a lot of the players hadn't won a lot. You know what I mean? They'd won a few leagues and things like that. But maybe it was just big day nerves or that or whatever. But all credit to Loughlin Bridge that day there. You know what I mean? They really put it up to us.
Yeah, look, and then to cut a long story short, you win the Junior C. I think you won that well. And I think you won the replay against Loughlin Bridge. In the end, you came through it convincingly enough. So, like, it must have been a great year for you. It must have been the dinner dance. I don't know if you had a dinner dance that year or how you celebrated, but things must have been good in Hackettstown at that time.
Yeah, it was, yeah. No, the celebrations were good, all right, and we had a good few nights on it. And we had a dinner dance in the Talbot Hotel. I think there was over 240 at it.
Okay.
And it was a great night, and it was a great way to honour. We hadn't had one in a long time. I mean, there were all the rage years ago, and people don't have them now unless really they sort of get a bit of silverware and that. So we were delighted to be able to host a dinner dance and that. And but we did. It was a special moment on that day. Like, as our junior A team were leaving the dressing room, like, our junior C team tapped them out of the dressing room with the cup. So it was a great, you know what I mean? It sort of set the tone for it that day, like, you know, and to do the double was fantastic. Like, you know, we've been trying to win the junior C for a few years, and we got beaten the last two finals. So we were just delighted to get up, because we wanted a higher standard for our younger lads coming through as well in Junior B, like, you know. So that was important as well, you know, to do that. But
yeah. And look, before we go on to intermediate this year, there's also fierce passion on the sideline. I'm not talking about on the immediate sideline, I'm talking about in the stand, the supporters. If things aren't going well, there are one set of supporters who will tell you very quickly.
Yeah.
And would you agree with me on that?
I would agree with you on that. Yeah, they're vocal, all right. They're vocal. Yeah, yeah. But they're vocal when we're going well and we're vocal when we're going bad. Yeah. But they're always there. Always there, in fairness to them, and through thick and thin. And I think we had the two finals, like, they were special days for us in Dr. Cullough this year and last year. And we had a huge crowd. You know what I mean? And, like, also, like, St. Bridget's had won the morning of the intermediate and they had played at 12 o'clock. And there was a huge crowd in for them as well. And so, like, a lot of people actually had drove into Carlow twice that day, because there was such a gap between the matches. So we were always well supported. And so, again, we were able to do the double again. So we were able to celebrate with St. Bridget's as well this year as well. So it was fantastic, like, you know.
Yeah. So, look, going to the Intermediate Championship this year anyway, look, it's a big step up from Junior A to Intermediate.
Yeah.
Was the preparation much different from the previous year?
A little bit now. We didn't start as early because we had a good run in Leinster last year, all in the Junior Championship. We got to the semi-final. So that brought us up nearly to the, I'd say, into November nearly, or early December, I think, I think. So we didn't go back to as early. And we had a few injuries. Like, we've had three or four cruciate ligaments, like, over the whole year. Conor Connolly just got back this year, about a month before the championship. So that dampened it a little bit. We had another few injuries. Oisín Dáil didn't get training fully until nearly August. So, you know what I mean? Like, so he had a recurring hamstring problem that had to be sorted out. And so it's probably not as much as or even though we did make it to the league final and Aroge Betis, and like Aroge were probably better on the day than us, like, you know, and fair play to them, but probably didn't do us any harm to lose that match anyway. But we did get going then, all right, in June, July, and August, all right, preparation ramped up then, all right, coming into it.
Yeah, look, the intermediate group, the group stages then, like, you know, did you win your first two games to qualify? Or?
No, we won our first game against Grange, and then we drew with Meischel. We weren't happy with ourselves now again. Meischel, we didn't perform well, and all credit to Meischel, they got the draw over it. And then we went on to beat Tullow by 6 points, I think, in the last round of it. So that made us, we topped the table then. We played well again, Tullow, I thought, the first day as well now. And went on then the semi-final against Grange. Ironically enough, we only bet two teams in the championship.
Funny enough, yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, I like Grange.
Yeah, yeah.
To beat Grange.
Probably the best two teams in it now, to be fair, as well. To be fair, like, you know, it was just the way it panned out, like, you know.
To beat Grange in the first round, I would have been saying in the paper that, you know, Grange be a tough, strong physical team, and that he would not. You can mix it. You're certainly, you're young. You're probably not as physical as Grange would have been. And to go away and beat them was a huge confidence booster for you.
Oh, it was, yeah. Like, we were fully prepared for that match, to what it was going to be.
Okay.
We didn't underestimate anybody in this championship. Our main aim was to get out of the group first, whether it be in a quarter final or first, second or third. That was our aim, to get out. And we didn't expect an easy run. And we didn't get an easy run. And we certainly didn't get it from Grange or Meischel. You know what I mean? Like, in the first two games, we felt we had, you know, we had to work for our results. I would, like, Grange are a big team, but they're a committed bunch of lads, like, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they're on the field.
Look, Meischel were probably hurting a bit at that stage of the year anyway. And right away, you get the draw, and then to come away and have an unbeaten record going into a semi-final is, I don't know. It, sometimes it can make you a little bit make teams overconfident. But I don't think that she ever went into any match this year feeling overconfident. Maybe confident in your own ability, but
we probably felt that, I mean, there was a couple of lads maybe not playing up to full par, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, lads have said that themselves, like, you know, that they didn't get, they weren't at full song. I thought we did hit it in the final, all right. But going into the semi-final, like, we were still nervous enough, and we were gave Grange the full respect that they deserved. And we were glad to win that match. And you know what I mean? But we knew it wouldn't be easy. You know what I mean? We knew it wouldn't be easy.
Yeah, I was talking to some of the Grange lads afterwards, you know, and they knew they'd been beaten by the better side. And I suppose, look, it's tough talking to members of the losing side. It's easier to talk to the winners the whole time. And they're there, the lads are there, and they're hurt, and they're leaving the field. The season is over for them. But that wasn't something that concerned you that night. You were heading on to a final. And as it turned out, it was Tullow again, St. Patrick.
Tullow again, yeah. Like, Tullow probably, I mean, Tullow had a good win in the quarter final, and they had a good win in the semi final. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, the confidence was up. Like, you know, but we were just glad to get out of Dr. Cullen Park that evening in the semi final and start preparing that Sunday morning. They went back and done a bit of a recovery session, and we were ready to go again. We're just getting ready for the final then, like, you know.
Of course, the final is a week later. Just there was so little time between matches. And how did you prepare? Did the lads have to get any mental preparation, considering that you'd already beat them?
Kieran is very good at that end of it. Like, you know, they would have had done on the Tuesday night, they would have had done a video session and a chat with them, and would have had, you know, spelled out what he wanted and how we wanted to play. But also, he'd be very good on the mental aspect of it and approaching the game properly and all that. It's one of his main attributes, and that, but he prepares well. He prepares his teams well, and he tries to prepare them on both sides, the physical, the mental, the tactical, and everything, like, you know.
Yeah, and it was a game, look, it must have been huge satisfaction, whatever about winning a final, but to win it the way you won it, with the kind of football you played, particularly in the first 20 minutes, St. Patrick's were always going to have their run. But in the first 15 to 20 minutes, you sowed so much doubt in their minds. You played some fabulous football, and the confidence must have been flying. And I know they came back and you got a goal before halftime. I think it was something like 1-8 to 1-3 or something at halftime.
Yeah.
Look, they were back in the game. Like, would you have been in the dressing room at halftime, or would you have been around the players at halftime? Would you be able to tell me what was the thought process coming out for the second half?
No, I wasn't in the dressing room, but the thought process would have been, and talking to lads, what was said in the dressing room. I was in it before the match. I wasn't in it at half time. The process was, like, stick to what we're doing. It wouldn't have been any change of tactics or anything like that. Just stick to what we're doing. A few things would have been pointed out that maybe wasn't going that well. You know what I mean? That in the first 20 minutes, it's been hard to find out, and it wasn't going that well. But yes, I know Kieran picked up on a few things. And to just illustrate that, you know, things can be done a little bit better and a little bit different. But it's no change of tactics. The tactics was still to go out and play our game on our terms. But we got a fantastic start. Like, but I think in that first 20 minutes, like, for me, it was, yes, you have to score. You have to score the goal and you have to score the points. But I think the defending we done, when, like, Tullow brought the ball into the 15, once they got inside the 45 line, we took the ball back off them. Fairly lively, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, that's what was most impressive to me, that our determination to get the ball back when we hadn't got it, like, I thought was fantastic. Like, and Rob Mulmer was exceptionally in that first 20 minutes, was exceptional, you know what I mean? And a lot of other players as well, like, in that 20 minutes, the whole game.
Yeah, and I'm looking there, Shane McGrath scored a free, Oisín Dáil got a point in the second half, Aaron Kelly. Rob Bulmer did, maybe not. Billy Lawler certainly got a score anyway. You know, Matt Cullen.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
and, like, you know, players all around the pitch were scoring. It wasn't just down to two or three players. Everybody was able to take their scores, and look at the end. You were able to enjoy the last few minutes.
Yeah. Like, in fairness, Tullow came back to us there and got it back, and we hit a bad kick out. And if they had got that goal off that, might have been a different story, you know what I mean, and all credit to him. But you mentioned the good few names there. Billy Lawler did get a point, and Oisín had a fantastic game. skill he has and what ability he has to even just to pick up the ball off the ground is unbelievable. Like the way he's able to do it, it's mind-boggling. Aaron Kelly had a good year as well and played well and scored in the final as well. Like, you know, another young man, he was only minor last year. Tom Pollard has been immense all year. Like Shane McGrath shot like chipped in his usual few pints, you know. Rob Bulmer was tapping one or two over as well. So it was Matt Cullen, our centre back, very rarely scores and got the goal. So like there was scores chipped in from all angles, like, you know.
Yeah. Look, can you remember the final whistle? What was the thought? What were you feeling when?
Well, we had to, as you said, the last few minutes we could stand and down on the line and we could look at the last few minutes, looking at 14 players lined across the goal or 15 lads lined across the goal. They were that determined not to let in a goal, like, you know, another goal or let another score in, even though it probably wouldn't have mattered at the time. So, like, but it was grand. Look, you were able to shake Kieran's hand and Paul's hand and Philip's hand before the final whistle. It's not too often you get to do that, like, you know what I mean? And at the job holding back a few young lads on from going onto the field too early. So everyone was ready to go and run and celebrate, like, you know.
Yeah, listen, I'm sort of looking at Oisín Lyon, the young fella, David Mulvaney and Owen Coleman, the experienced lads.
Yeah, yeah. I mentioned the young lads there a minute ago there. Like for to be able to bring all them lads on, like Con Murphy, Croc, Mulvaney and Owen Coleman, like, it's fantastic. Owen Coleman, like, the two of them boys, Owen is over 40 and Croc is just coming up to it. You know, fantastic lads for the club down through the years, like, you know. And like even the older lads as well, the older lads like Shane Murphy, Enda McGrath, Colin McGrath was on the bench, you know, Enda McGrath, all them lads as well. You were delighted because they had lost the intermediate finals back in 10, 12 years ago. And you know, so we it was especially delighted for them lads, like Con Murphy playing for 18 years. I think he got 10 minutes in the relegation match when we got relegated against Meischl in 05. So, like, it took him 18 years to get back up, like, and he played every year. And, like, for him to be able to come on there and contribute in that match was fantastic, like, you know.
Yeah. Look, the school over there means a lot to you as well, doesn't it? A lot of those young lads have come through the school, and Dara Kelly in particular, Pakistan Vocational School.
Yeah. A lot of lads, a lot of the team has came through there, and Aaron Kelly is still in it. And we were delighted. We brought the cup up there on Friday, and the girls brought the intermediate one as well, and we've done the national schools on Tuesday, and that. So we were delighted to be able to do that. But the secondary school, yeah, it was great. Alan Costello, I suppose, being up there as well added a bit to the atmosphere as well, and especially for the younger lads that were in school, you know what I mean. And he was very gracious in defeat as well, and he does a great job. He's a fantastic job up there. He's doing a fantastic job up there in the school in general, but he promotes the football as well, and it's brilliant.
So look, you're looking forward to seeing you now.
Yeah, as I said, we haven't been there for 18 years. And I suppose the last few years we weren't really competing at senior either. So it's probably, I think, 0-1, we were in a senior semi-final. So it's probably the last year we really competed at senior, like, you know. So I think we have the numbers and the team now to stay up anyway and challenge a few of them lads. And our main target will be to stay up and keep our status, and our younger players get a little bit more experienced, and definitely is to hold our own up there anyway is our target, like, you know.
The young lads must be really looking forward to playing senior because they've done well in the schools. You've got some of the older fellows who are looking forward maybe to helping out. The Cal Murphys and the Dave Mulvaneys, I suppose, look, they'll be hoping to get keep going, keep their career going. But I suppose they have a role in sort of helping out the young fellas and just working with these young fellas so that you can stay up at the senior and hold your own, and then we take it from there then.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, no, and the there's a great camaraderie between the young lads and the old lads. You wouldn't tell them apart sometimes down there at the training. You know what I mean? There's no group of old lads standing on one side and young lads on the other. They're all great mates, and the camaraderie is brilliant between them. That's something that Kieran and Paul and Philip would have worked on as well. You know what I mean? So yeah, the older lads will want to stay on for another year. Like some of them has played some a bit of senior, and some of the lads in the late early 30s haven't. So they'll be really looking forward to getting at least 1 or 2 years or maybe more cracks at senior, and they would be more than gracious just to help out the young lads and keep the whole lot going. And I think we can bring our young lads coming through as well. We can build it up in a few years' time to make be a serious challenge in it. But definitely, like, you know, to keep our senior staff as next year is the main thing. Like,
Yeah, listen, James, thanks very much for coming on the Across the Four Legs podcast. It's going to be a marvelous couple of years for you. I can see, I wish you the best of luck. I can just see the preparation which will go into next year. It's going to be, it's great times for Clonmore, and the best of luck with it.
no bother. Thanks, Kieran.